You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, girl?
Stop.
It's so bad. I just love today. It's like raining for the first time. Well, is it the first time? It just feels like fall.
Well, it's like pouring.
I love it, though. I like haven't experienced, I feel like since moving to L.A., like, obviously in Pittsburgh, the seasons change so heavily, and it's so special to, like, watch it really specifically change from, like, winter to spring, summer to fall.
Right.
Here, you usually can't, it's hard to really, like, I don't know. Last fall, especially, we were, like, kind of at home, and it was sunny. I looked out my window this morning, the, like, leaves on the trees outside were like different colors.
I know. This month especially has been so fun because it's been raining. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
No, it doesn't matter. I think it's like, I'm just so happy that it's raining. It feels like proper fall.
I know.
I love it. And then we're going to go home for Christmas and it's going to be snowy.
I know. We're getting the full experience this year.
I love it. But besides that, oh, also, this is hilarious. So this morning, in my apartment, like, I have balconies, and for some reason, my dog is really a little strange. But he, like, I open the window out usually every morning. I open the window, and he goes out on the balcony, and there's like grass patches. And he was like, I am not going out there, because he was like, why is it raining? Like, I don't know what to do with myself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I promise it's fine. Like, I went out on the balcony. I was showing him, we have a roof over. Like,
oh, right.
Yeah, like, it's covered. Like, you're going to be okay, Boots. And he just, like, didn't understand. So I, like, just, like, grabbed him, and I felt so bad. He's, like, squirming because he thought he was going to get all wet. Oh. And then I just placed him on the grass, and he looked at me and was like, huh. And then just, like, peed and then went back inside.
Well, you know what Mom told me today? Because I was really tired last night and this morning, and Mom took Ivy out this morning, and I came downstairs, and she was like, yeah, Ivy didn't want to pee outside today, so I let her pee on the ground and poop on the ground. And I was like, Mom, like, she's a dog. She can go outside and get wet. And she's like, no, she didn't want to. She told me. I was like, okay.
Okay, wow. That's exactly how bad habits start. So,
right, exactly.
We've just really been trying to figure it out. I mean, like, I fostered Boots in the beginning of quarantine. And, I mean, by foster, like, I knew exactly my motive behind it. I knew I was going to adopt him. I was just like, it took a long time to convince my mom. I was like, all my friends are fostering. They're going to foster for like 3 days and then the dogs get adopted. Like, it's really no stress.
But we have this thing with our mom. If we bring a dog home, she will not let it leave the house.
Of course.
But
it's so funny. When I picked up Boots, she was like really trying not to like be involved. Like, she was just like, oh, wow, he's really cute. And like, I could tell so badly she wanted to just like kiss him and cuddle him. And then like, 2 weeks go past and I'm like, we still have this puppy, and I am obsessed. Our whole family's obsessed with him.
Oh, he was a part of the family.
Like, straight away. And then I asked the lady, I was like, so like, has he gotten adopted yet? Is there anyone like looking to adopt him? And she's like, I know that you guys are gonna end up adopting him. And we did, obviously. I did. He's my, like, officially my dog. This is my first like official dog. And then I moved out, and he definitely, like, I would say the transition from being in a family, like living with your family, to moving alone, having a dog with you, oh my gosh, it like made it so much better.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're like home alone by yourself, you know, with not with your boyfriend.
He
like,
makes me feel so comfortable. Yeah.
Except he is a scaredy cat.
He's
and
a
he
scaredy cat, but any noise he hears, he's like alert.
Right.
And then Kenzie adopted a dog. Little Miss Ivy.
I have been asking for a dog for so long.
Probably 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I basically got my own dog when I was 11. Like, I got it gifted to me, but every time I'm doing quotation marks, because like every time I get a dog, my mom always like smothers the dog to where the dog's like, oh, she's my mom. Makes sense.
But also, to be fair, at 11 years old, you're not gonna teach a dog
to
be potty trained at like the age of 11.
I don't know why you
can't take care of a dog.
I don't know why I was gifted a dog, but
it was more for the family.
But this is actually funny. So I, for the longest time, I've been asking my mom. Maddie got a dog before me, so I was like, okay, this is literally so messed up. So I don't know if you know that I did this, but my friend Austin and I were hanging out, and I was like, I really want a dog. I'm going to make a PowerPoint. Did I show you my PowerPoint I made for Mom? I, like, went on, like, you know, Keynote on your laptop, and I, like, made a PowerPoint. And it's, like, I still have it, so I can show you it. But it's
reasons why I deserve to have a
dog. Reasons why I would be a great, you know, dog mom. Mm-hmm. And I'd be, like, and I'd put, like, cute pictures of dogs to be, like, look how cute this is, Mom. How amazing would this be if we had this in our house? And then at the end, it would be, like, I'd be saving so many, like, amazing dogs' lives because, like, adoption, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then she was, like, that's really cute. And then I was, like, okay, I did this whole thing. I'm not going to get a dog. And then the next day, Maddie and I both got our dog from the same place, like, adoption center.
The LaBelle Foundation.
And I showed her a picture of Ivy, and, like, usually I would go for the really, like, cute-looking, like, fake dogs, you know what I mean?
Like, definitely. Like, the very, like, typical, like, what you would consider, like,
a Pinterest dog.
That's hilarious.
No, like, a pretty,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You get what I mean? Like, the perfect, picture-perfect. But I saw Ivy, and I was like, oh, my God.
This girl needs help. She needs a hairbrush.
She needs a hairbrush. So I showed my mom, and she was like, okay, ask Greg. And I called my stepdad, and he was like, okay, cool. And so I was like, easy.
I think it's so cool, too, because, like, we've grown up with dogs, obviously, our whole lives. And we've had, like, two Yorkies?
A lot. Three, I think.
We have a Maltipoo. That was the one that was, like, technically. Everyone knows Malibu. If you guys, like, follow along, you know who Malibu is. but they never, like, felt like our dogs.
Or Molly.
And Molly. We had a Corgi. She was so beautiful and nice. But, like, literally, I never thought that we could love this deeply, these dogs, so much. And being able to rescue them and know that we saved their lives. Like, my dog, Boots, was, like, found in a plastic bag on the side of a street in front of a cemetery. Like, literally, his eyes weren't even open yet. He was, I'm sure, a day or two old. And so, like, knowing his backstory and knowing, like, if he could have potentially either been left there or brought to the wrong family, I'm just like, it made me just want to protect him even more, just because he's my little baby and he's so anxious, but he's getting better. He really is.
I love our dogs so much because they are so...
They represent our personalities.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I don't think you understand. Maddie and Boots are the same exact... I was going to say person, but like, Boots, you guys are so similar. Like, Maddie's a scaredy cat, and like, with new people, she's definitely like scared to open up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Boots is the same exact way.
Boots just like, the quirks, like, he has, like, he really just keeps it awkward, like, at all times. Like, literally.
He'll, like, sit weird on the couch.
The blanket was, like, falling. It was, like, half on the couch, half off. And he was sitting on the little part that fell off the couch. And his butt was just on the piece of the blanket that was on the floor. And he was just, like, looking at me really awkwardly, like, I promise I'm comfortable. And it was, like, no, Boots, you're not.
That's what I love about him so much. And our dogs have such a good relationship. Like, we've always been, like, if we both get dogs or, like,
they're going to be
kids in the future, like, we're, like,
they're going to be best friends.
And Boots and Ivy definitely have, like, a love-hate relationship. They, like, play with each other. They wrestle each other, like, actually wrestle each other. But then, like, again, they snuggle. And
It's so cute, too, because Boots is a little older than Ivy. And I feel like Boots is super, like, protective over her.
And he's taught her a lot.
Like, really? Which is... Honestly, I don't know if that's the best thing because Boots doesn't really act like a dog. Like, I think he thinks he's a cat or thinks he's like a bird or something else, but he does not think he's a dog.
No, Ivy does the same thing.
He's taught Ivy like some weird mannerisms.
Even like some human mannerisms. Like, well, first of all, Ivy never knew how to go up the stairs and go on the bed because she was just like so tiny. But Boots taught her how to jump on the bed. Boots sleeps under the covers and like sometimes puts his head on a pillow like a human.
Mm-hmm.
And so he slept over one time. He slept over. like, I'm talking about him like he's a human.
They're like literally our best friends.
No, actually. And Ivy now sleeps under the covers or like sleeps on a pillow like a human. And I'm like, Boots can't come over anymore. I'm like, no. Oh my God, I'm kidding. But they're so cute together. Like, they're the best.
I love being like, Boots, do you want to go see your cousin?
Oh, my God.
And then he, like, jumps up and he runs to the door and he's, like, waiting for me to put his leash on.
My favorite thing is, like, when either I come to your apartment with Ivy or you come to my house with Boots, like, they don't even say hi to anyone else. Like, they get so excited to see each other.
They just jump on each other and they're, like, so excited.
I know. It's so cute.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty system for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Okay, we talk about this a lot where it's like, I'm always like, oh, Boots like looks like you in this picture.
Yeah.
Like, or like you always say like Ivy looks like Dakota. Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel like that applies to like other people or do you think we just like...
No, I think people, like the more you have your dog, you start to look like them.
Yeah. I feel that too. I think it's
But
fine.
I think Boots looks a lot like Eddie.
He acts a lot like Eddie.
And they have like narrow face like they have like similar, like Boots has a little gap in his teeth like Eddie.
Oh, you're right.
Like it's so cute.
You're right.
I know this is crazy that we could like talk about them for so long, but literally like he has like Boots and I'm sure Ivy too. They've just like impacted our lives so much and I feel like they're such a good comfort dog. Like they help us through so much. Like whenever I'm crying or if I'm ever down, Boots literally comes up and just lays his head on my chest. Like he knows exactly when I'm feeling bad.
They're so sweet.
Like they're fully like emotional support dogs for us. I feel
100%. 100%. I mean, Ivy's I love talking about Ivy because I'm like sometimes she's so nice where she like like this morning she was snuggling with me for like hours, like we were facing each other and like snuggling, but then like when she's up and crazy she's just like yeah, she's crazy. Do you think dogs are better than cats? Because I don't. Okay
well ahead. Let's just state the facts. We grew up as a dog loving family, like we always had dogs, like We had kittens. We had one cat for like 10 weeks.
I miss that cat.
We basically like rescued these two cats. Like our friend took one, we took one. They were kittens and we had them for like 10 weeks. And then when we went back home, our stepdad was allergic. So
we were literally hiding it from him for a long time.
But we gave both of the kittens to like a person that we knew and she was obsessed, like the cats loved her the most. So
I mean they're still thriving.
Yeah, they're still thriving with her. So yeah, it was like meant to be and it worked out really well. But I don't know, like it's crazy now because like I love kittens, I think, and cats, I think they're so cute. I just like don't necessarily know if having a litter box in my house, me already being a clean freak and worrying right. about smells so much, I just don't know how I feel.
Well, you have a balcony. You have two balconies.
Eddie and Kenzie have been forcing me. They're like, you have to get a kitten. Like, Boots has to have a sidekick. Boots needs a kit, like a kitten friend.
And are you kidding? How cute would Boots and a cat be?
Yeah, but you got Boots and cats.
Boots and cats. That's a sign. But
oh my god, that was hilarious.
I really want a kitten.
Okay, well, yeah, have fun with mom. She's going to love that
idea.
Well,
also, like, everyone surrounding me is allergic to cats, so I probably can't get one.
I think one animal is enough. We're already struggling dog moms. No, I'm kidding. We're actually
great dog moms.
We, I think we've done a really good job. I will say, shout out to our mom for helping us a lot. Like,
100%.
She really helps a lot. Whenever we're traveling or we have to work, she always takes such good care of the dogs. And she loves them, like, on a different level. Like,
100%.
We're always, like, the fact that our mom loves our dogs the way that she does, like, we can't imagine what it'll be like when we have actual babies.
Oh, yeah. And our dogs are so obsessed with her. It's, like, no,
like, they literally, I'm like, want to see grandma, and he can't contain himself.
We call her grandma because...
Well, she is their grandma.
She is the grandma, yeah. We were talking about this in our Halloween episode where we were trying to figure out our dog's Halloween costumes, and my mom was Wonder Woman with Ivy. Ivy was also Wonder Woman, and Boots is Superman.
Pretty iconic. Like, honestly, I never really pictured Boots dressing up or ever wearing any type of clothes, but I think this was appropriate for the occasion, and it honestly is so cute. Like,
I know.
They looked so cute. Ivy in her little dress. Oh my god, it's adorable.
Remember we tried to put it on Boots?
And it didn't fit him, and he was, like, freaking out. It was so funny. I will say, it is really cute to see dogs in, like, clothes.
But not every day. Mom dresses up Malibu.
I just feel like they need to be in their natural...
Of course.
But that would be like us...
Being naked?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but they have fur. They have, like, you know, basically clothes on. That's true.
Boots looks like he's wearing a suit every day.
I know, he has a little tuxedo.
It looks like he's wearing a little tuxedo. His little fur is so cute.
Oh, I just can't believe we have a whole episode talking about our dogs.
But, like, why not? They're our lives. They're literally the best part of every day. Like, I tell Boots every day, I'm like, you're the reason I love life. I tell him that every day. True. He is, though. Like, I know it sounds silly, but they got us through so much, and especially during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, having them with us and being able to, like, settle down during the pandemic and not working. And then having to put our focus into something else and really, like, being there for these dogs as they're getting older is, like, really special.
Of course. Do you want to tell them how you came up with Boots' name? Because I feel like everyone is like, why is his name Boots?
Yeah. Well, so when we got him, when we rescued him, his name was Cody. They named him Cody at the shelter. And I was like, obviously not. He is not a Cody. And that's not a dog. Like, that's not him. And literally within the second day, I believe, me and Eddie FaceTimed one of his friends, and his friend, like, we showed Cody at the time on FaceTime, and he just went Boots, because he has black fur and white, like, all of his paws look like he's wearing white little boots. And so he literally just looked at him and over FaceTime and was like, Boots. And we're like, oh my gosh, his name is Boots. Like, that's, and it just stuck.
It's perfect.
And I remember, like, everyone was kind of skeptical, but it made the most sense. And now I can't picture him having any other name. And now, like, our nicknames are so funny. Like, we call him, like, Bootsy, Bootsy Pootsy. Like, what else do we call him?
Well,
Bootsy Boy.
I call him Moo a lot of the time. Mr. Moo is my go-to nickname because I think he looks like a cow. Like, the cutest cow. I mean,
he's a cow belly. Like,
I know. So does Ivy in a weird way. Actually, so random. Eddie's mom helped me name Ivy.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
We were, like, sitting together, and Nellie and I have a lot of the same interests, so we were, like, looking at crystal names. We were, like, trying to think of something cute. And then we were looking at plant names, like, just flowers. And she was, like, she kind of, like, gives me Poison Ivy vibes because, like, she definitely is, like, a sassy dog. Yeah, so definitely. I was, like, oh, Ivy fits her perfectly. And now, like...
It's weird because at first I was, like, I don't know about Ivy. And now it's, like, oh, that's obviously her name.
It's perfect. It's literally perfect, but... I can't imagine her being, like, a generic dog name.
It's so interesting. Ivy has had so many different stages. Every time, like, like, if you were to see a picture from when Kenzie rescued her, from a picture from, like, 3 months ago to a picture now, it would look like Kenzie had three different dogs. Like, literally, her coat just keeps changing.
She had dark brown hair when we first got her.
And then it got long and it started getting,
like,
blonde.
So long and, like, white. And now...
And then you cut it and now she looks so cute.
She looks the cutest she's ever looked. She's so cute. I love her.
You do look like Ivy a little bit.
No, I think Dakota looks way more like her.
Oh my gosh. I feel like... Does Ivy have any nicknames?
Oh my god, she has so many. We call her Scruff most of the time because her hair is scruffy.
Yeah. I call her Miss Ivy, I do. Miss Ivy.
Miss Ivy. I'm trying to think of the nicknames I call her. Scruff.
Our dog voices.
Ivy Girl.
Ivy Girl.
Ivy Girl. What's the one I call her all the time? I can't even think of it right now.
She's going to be so offended.
I know. I don't know. I have to think about it. Yeah.
But I do you see yourself having more dogs, like, on your own?
When I think when I'm older, I will probably have, probably, like, 40s. Okay. I will probably have, like, 7 dogs in my house.
Yeah.
I've always been an animal person.
We're, like, animal lovers. I mean, if you can't even tell by this, like, we could, I think the goal, because I know you want a farm and I do want a farm too, so we should just conjoin our farms.
Well, we were talking about buying mom a farm and then just like.
And then like we get like horses, lambs, sheeps.
And just not for any reason, just to have them and take care of them.
Exactly, because we love animals.
Don't think we're,
Oh, no. Are you kidding? We just love them. But yeah, I think like we've turned into successful dog moms. I'm proud of you, Kenzie.
I'm proud of you.
And we love our dogs. Shout out to Boots and Ivy. If you're listening, shout out. We love you, children. But yeah, that's basically it. Like, I feel like we need to wrap this up because we've been talking about our dogs forever and you're probably sick of it. But I feel like most of you could relate.
100%. I love my dog.
I love you, Boots. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844-4-TAKE-20.
See you next time.
Bye.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.